Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com. Brewers 360 is sponsored by Holiday Automotive, and now it's the hunt for Brew October. Brought to you by Network Health and Delta Dental. That's right. The magic number, Sophia, is 7, I believe, if I'm doing my math correct. So now we are at the single digits for that magic number. Now it's getting serious.
Now it starts to get serious. Like you said, even though the Brewers lost yesterday, the Cubs got swept last night in Arizona, so that did help the magic number. It's down to 7. The division lead is 6.5 over the Cubs. So, it's kind of crazy. They're on the last road trip now. So 4 here in St. Louis, 3 against the Marlins. That could be a really big series. The Marlins are still very much in the wild card picture, and then back home for the last homestand.
When does it really ramp up, like in the clubhouse? When it gets to about 3-2, or is it already there? I mean, are you noticing it? Is it talked about, or is that something that you try to keep quiet on?
Yeah, we all know, right? Like, we all know, like, what the standings are, what the record is, you know, what the math is, but you really can't get too far ahead of yourself. You still have to have a really good week here this week. And you know that, like, there's still 2 weeks left to play here. And so I think they're more focused on, like, let's just keep doing what we're doing well. And then, you know, you hope that, like, if you keep doing that, then you ultimately get it done. So, yeah, we're all aware. I think the players are honestly just more happy with how they're playing and how everyone's contributing. And you feel like if they can keep that going, then they're in a good spot.
And it seems like that's where Craig Counsell is just at his best. Like, this is just his MO, to just keep them day by day. Don't get too high, don't get too low.
Yeah, and I think honestly, you're just forced to be that way. And Craig does a great job of that, because he's always on to the next moment, the next decision. You know, we had a great shot of, you know, Saturday night. What a great game. Mark Canna's go-ahead grand slam in the 8th inning, just one of the best moments of the season.
Right.
And while everybody is celebrating in the dugout, Craig immediately turns around and goes to the bullpen phone to make a change with, you know, Trevor McGill was getting loose, and then he wanted Hobie Milner to come in the game. So it was like, as soon as Mark hit the ball and it was a no-doubter, Craig turns around and goes to the phone. You know, it's like, that's how locked in, you know, he is. And that's kind of what you have to do. You know, you're always kind of, especially this stretch right now, 17 straight games, you know, you're just forced to kind of focus on that day.
Hey, Sophia, real quickly for you before we're up against it here, but the other big story I noted, you mentioned that game Saturday with Canna. The rain was a big thing for people, as some of the rain from Saturday night that moved through came through the YamFam roof. I know this is not a isolated incident. It's certainly not the first time that's happened. How frequent would you say that this occurs with that stadium roof?
Very rarely. To be honest, like, it wasn't even that long. I mean, you could see some drops coming in, but yeah, very rarely. Very, very rarely. It has to be such a heavy rain for it to even come through the roof that it very, very rarely happens.
Well, it should be a great week. Who knows what we'll be talking about next Monday. Things will be different then. Sophia Minard, thank you.
All right, have a great day.
Sophia Minard on the Tri-County Contracting Hotline for Brewers 360. We got to end it with this.
Finnegan looks in to Canna. First offering to him. And a drive out to left. This is high, deep. Lead it 9!